Hiya, kids. Oh,
well, hiya, kids.
do you hear anything out of your... Here, just, we gotta just turn it up. Do you hear anything now?
Yes, now I do.
Oh, yes, excellent.
Fantastic.
All right. I just turned up your mic a little bit. Let's hear you now.
G'day, folks.
More Georgia.
Hello,
oh, delicious.
World. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
It means hello, if anyone is wondering.
This is Mellow Max, and do you have a DJ name?
Groovy Georgia.
Groovy Georgia. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is currently a brilliant 38 degrees Fahrenheit here in Medford, Somerville-ish. It's 10:04 p.m. Yeah, just kind of like, you know, having a real good time showing Georgia the station. What do you think of it all?
It's just dandy. I love all the doodles on the walls and the ceiling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good. Yeah. It's got lots of doodles.
Doodle's quite a funny word, is what I just realized. So that's why I was laughing.
It's funny, actually. So back when we had Elvis, there are all these fancy, like, he was Elvis, my dog was a poodle, and there are all these fancy, like, crossbreeds, like golden doodles and schnoodles, and that's a schnauzer poodle, and like oodles of doodles, I don't know, who knows. And so whenever we'd meet like a labradoodle or something, or my line or my dad's line would be like, oh yeah, he's just a doodle. And there's no labra doodle, there's no golden doodle, he's
just a doodle.
He's just a doodle.
Just a doodle.
It's the real deal.
Oh.
The real McGee.
What a good guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. So the first song that we had was good old Manamana.
Do 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 do.
Manamana.
Do do do.
Manamana.
See, I also thought that was just a Muppet song, but I thoroughly enjoyed that version, which I'm assuming.
I mean, that was called the Muppet song. It's Manamana parentheses Muppet song.
Oh, well, there you go.
Indeed.
It was jolly. I'm going to listen to that one again when I need a little pick-me-up.
I sure hope you do listen to that one again.
Good.
That was just the way you say again.
Again.
Beautiful. Georgia's from New Zealand.
I am.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here visiting me, which is darling.
Because we haven't seen each other in about 5 months.
More.
We like FaceTime.
Yeah.
But, yep. As you've probably heard, if you listen to Max's show often, this one time in New Zealand, he's that guy. And yeah, we met at a concert and I thought he was cool and he thought
I was
cool.
I thought she was cute and cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had a little boogie and then gave him my number at the end of the night and then we just started dating and it's just been a wonderful time since then.
Absolutely, it's been just dandy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's long distance, which is like, you know, it's always like not as easy as not long distance. There's no better way to put it, really.
Yeah.
But quite dandy.
Well, here we are now.
Here we are.
Here we are. Yep. And I'm enjoying my time in America. A lot of people keep asking me what my impression is.
Indeed, what is it?
I don't know. It's not that different. It's like everything's bigger. Everything's a bit grander. You guys seem to have more history.
New Zealand has cool history.
Well, New Zealand has cool history, but we're just not like as old a country. We did a cute little walking tour yesterday around Boston and learned about colonial history.
Yep.
Which was fun.
Yeah. Boston was a colony. Just kidding. It's Massachusetts colony. One of how many?
11.
No, other way.
13.
Yep. Yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
don't do school, stay in hugs. Don't do.
And eat your veggies 5+ a day.
And your Marmite.
And your Marmite. Marmite is a delicacy that Max quite enjoys. It's actually yeast spread. Isn't that just the most disgusting thing you've ever heard of? But for some reason, New Zealanders love to put it on their toast.
It's a byproduct for making beer. And see, I feel like most people, like, you know, they're like, all right, we made our beer. Oh, here's this disgusting black tarry stuff. Let's throw this out. And then the people down in New Zealand and Australia were like,
hang on.
Oh, heck nah, we can eat that.
Let's put it on some toast with some butter. Let's
burn some bread. Put some milk that went bad on it. and then this weird tar stuff. What could go wrong?
Honestly, a delicacy. Come to New Zealand, everyone. Yes.
Yes. So we have some cool songs for you tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up next is a song by a group that may bug some people.
I've made this playlist, but I've forgotten most of the songs that I put on it, so it's going to be a nice surprise.
It's a pun-based joke.
Bug pun. Honestly, surprise me.
Georgia.
Bugs.
Come on, I'm not playing it until you get it. What group? We were listening to them today. There are two songs by them in the playlist. They're bugs. They may bug you. There are four of them. They're bugs from Liverpool.
Yeah. Beatles.
Oh yeah, those guys.
Can't forget those guys.
I mean, you can, but you just shouldn't.
No.
Never. Never, ever, ever. Bye.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Hi, kids.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. That means hi in New Zealandese.
Maori.
Te reo.
Te reo Maori. And if you'd like to say hello to everyone, you say kia ora koutou. And if you're talking to one person, you say kia ora koe. That's to one person.
Cool.
Yep.
What about to a group of crocodiles in the jungle?
We don't have crocodiles in New Zealand, so I can't say that's a situation I've come across much in my life.
Interestingly, I heard that an Australian crocodile actually did swim over to New Zealand.
What a trooper.
Yeah.
That is quite a journey.
Wow. A big guy survived that cold, cold swim. Why? Who knows? Beats me. I mean, then again,
he just had the need for adventure.
Yeah, can't blame him trying to get out of Australia.
Ugh. Sorry, Australians. So, this is really exciting, right? Where I'm from is Nelson, New Zealand, which is a smallish kind of town. And this is Tash Sultana, Jungle?
Yes.
Yep. She's great. You should look at some of her other stuff if you like. Nice. She's performing at this big music festival called Bay Dreams, which is so exciting because Nelson never gets big events.
And New Zealand rarely gets big events as well. I mean, they do, but
relatively less. Yes, but yeah. So that's what all my friends in New Zealand are doing at the moment. They're at Bay Dreams, having a grand time. So, thinking of you guys, and not that you're listening, but yeah.
Maybe they're listening to Tosh herself right now. Tash?
Tosh.
Tosh. Tish Tosh.
Is that the same?
Tash and Tosh?
Tosh.
Tosh is more posh, whereas Tash is more pash. Cool.
Access weird.
Yeah, who knows? But
what songs did we just listen to?
We had Elton John with Crocodile Rock. Before that, Of Montreal with Chrissy Kiss the Corpse. And before that, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds with That Bug Band.
The Beatles. What, guys? Honestly.
I was just dying inside for you to ask what songs we'd listen to. I'm very chuffed that you did. So some things to look forward to later in the broadcast. We're going to teach you guys some New Zealand Sign Language, which is different from American Sign Language. So get excited for that. If you look at the back of your radio set or laptop, if you're listening on your laptop, and there's a little panel there. You're just going to want to open it up, and inside there's a pair of sunglasses. They're not actually sunglasses. They are 3D radiophonic stereographic glasses.
Technology has come a long way.
Absolutely. And so you are going to be seeing what we see directly. You'll be seeing from your eyes. There will be two little screens inside of the glasses. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're actually made of acrylic, not glass.
So they can't be called glasses, can they?
But I suppose.
That was a little air horn.
Cheers.
Yep.
Or, I mean, like, what are some other things that we, like, call one thing, but they're not actually made of that thing anymore? Tin foil, aluminum foil,
aluminium?
That's.
Yep.
Is not a word.
Is too. I'm pretty sure we do just add in an extra syllable.
All right, that was Jungle by Tosh Sultana.
Tash Sultana.
And coming up next, we've got Sticky Fingers with Freddy Krebs.
Enjoy, mi amigos.
And then after that, we have more songs, believe it or not. We'll be right back.
wants to run forever. Hold tight when we get some time together. Flow along with me. Low light, that's when it's looking better. Tonight, tonight, when we get some time together. Flow along with me. And now I know that your rivers run deep.
Hiya, kids.
Kia ora koutou.
Kids.
Tamariki.
might like that word.
Yeah.
George and I have been watching some great movies lately, but up last we listened to Rivers by 660. Before that, Freddy Krabs by Sticky Fingers. And now we're listening to Birdland by Weather Report.
Is that from a movie?
What?
You just said we've watched some good movies recently.
Yeah. You know, it just occurred to me.
Okay, so it's...
No, it was because we were talking, I was thinking about Birdland and Lilo and Stitch popped into my head.
We watched Lilo and Stitch last night.
It was really good. And today we watched Coco, which was really sad. We both cried at the end.
Okay, it's gorgeous though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Watch it. Have a good cry. You know, if that's what you're into.
You deserve it.
You deserve a good cry. No, it's a really lovely movie too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very sweet.
And if
you have any kids who are starting to bug you with questions about death, show them that movie and you can throw a good one to and just be like, yeah, people believe in different things. This is something that some people believe. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous, like, colorful
movie about death.
Maybe.
Oh, and how lively those dead people were.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Wow. Double sneeze, folks. Should I do this PSA now?
Oh, I love that. That was my first PSA.
Here we go, kiddos. Are you ready? Oh, we have another sneeze. Bless you.
Cheers.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Cool.
As you were. Sorry, I'm just hogging the attention, I know.
Ideally, there'd be scary music for this, but...
I can...
Give me some suspenseful music, actually.
Okay, yeah, let me... turn down my mic again. Hang on. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, he's got another sneeze. Oh, my gosh, he's getting violent, aren't they? Golly gosh. Well...
Oh, goodness.
Well, while Max looks for that...
I must be allergic to... jazz fusion.
Same, honestly.
I like it.
Tasty. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We need scary movie all the
music. If I was good at photography, I just had a really good idea for like a photography series. Taking pictures of people's faces just before they sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that'd be quite amusing. Just imagine like a whole art display of just people's sneeze faces. Wow.
I think that's the thing.
Damn, I just felt so like creatively inspired just then. Oh, wow. Inspiration will strike again soon, indeed. I am sure.
Suspenseful music, horror, screech?
No, just like a, not like scary music.
Long,
just like
creepy, scary Halloween music, horror movie, suspense music.
Ooh.
What about suspenseful music build up? Suspenseful music background, there we go.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, 3 minutes, enough? There's also an hour, 3 hours.
Do you guys want a 3-hour PSA?
4.
Oh my lord. No,
I
it's okay. Say
the 3-minute one's good.
All right.
Let's see.
If you're a YouTuber.
Whoop. Yeah, so we're just gonna let that. Is this?
Oh.
Wait, I think that was just their intro. Is this gonna cut it?
Oh, this is already quite scary. There's something. Hang on. Something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement.
Basement.
It's not sharp.
Sharp.
Or toxic.
Toxic.
Or flammable.
Flammable.
Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma centre than any other household item.
Item.
Using a ladder.
ladder.
Might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Done.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma centre last year alone. Sorry for laughing. It's just like, did they fall off their ladder directly into the trauma centre? Never mind. Don't let a do-it-yourself project
do yourself. Is that it?
Do yourself. Wait, I'll say that again.
Okay, sorry.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh, that's so... Oh.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopaedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Radio or radio?
Radio killed the radio star.
Ugh, I'm sorry. That was just offensive.
What accent was that?
I don't. It was wrong. Whatever it was. Who knows? That's a cheeky Abe Lincoln behind you. There's a mural with Abe Lincoln. And he has a big, big grin.
The music makes it sound really scary. Let's put something positive on. We had some really nice pancakes before.
Oh, we did.
Like, just while we're on that little, like, nice release after scary music. It's quite a nice feeling, isn't it? When you're like, oh, thank God, that's over. We can just talk about some nice pancakes. I made one in the shape of a sheep, if anyone was interested. Got quite creative.
I made a smiley face. I tried to make a kitty cat, but it looked so bad I didn't even tell Georgia it was a kitty cat.
Oh, I'm just sorry. Ate it.
I think I ate it. It's like, I'm ashamed of you, and now you're in my stomach. Very well. The time is 10:45 on the dot. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm joined by the lovely DJ Groovy
Georgia. Thank you. Always like to cheer for myself. That is the self-love everyone needs. That got really deep all of a sudden.
Self-love is so important.
It is.
If there's a mirror near you, look at it.
Give yourself a wee pep talk.
And or actually, we'll give you a pep talk. Here, let's put on, let's see what YouTube gives us for inspirational music.
Okay.
What about the one from Rocky? You've never watched Rocky.
This is a problem.
We need to. It's called Gotta Fly Now. Let's dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. Acapella this. You can do anything you set your mind to. Yeah. You're doing a great job. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're doing it. Keep going.
Ba-dum-bum.
Just give yourself a high five right ba-ba-dum, now. Ba-ba-dum. It may just feel like clapping. Ba-ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, but bum, you just bum. Need to change your perspective.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum,
this is quality radio.
Run up those stairs in Philadelphia. Yeah. It's a Rocky thing, Georgia. I know you don't get it.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I didn't even have to look up to know you're
confused. Funky.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What?
Take a nice long look at yourself.
Okay.
See those eyes?
Yeah.
I want you to realize those are your eyes.
Wow, you're so right.
And they're beautiful.
Wow.
And you're wonderful. And thank you for listening. I mean, if you're listening to my show, you're obviously pretty cool. Enough said. And yeah, you can do anything you set your mind to. Except flying. Unless you're in an airplane. Or a glider. Or a helicopter. You need something. Though.
Yeah.
Maybe a jetpack.
A jetpack would be so cool.
Gravity is a bit of a downer. Especially when it thanks, comes to flung. I actually, I don't believe in gravity. I think the Earth just sucks. George was looking confused again. Oh, hey. Hey now, that's some New Zealand sign language right there.
Nah, that's international, mate.
How rude, how rude. It's a good thing you guys don't actually have those stereophonic, stereographic, radiophonic safety glasses provided with your radios. Yet. Yet.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeet. Oh, I hate myself.
Oh, goodness. Why would you ever do that? I'm going to play something by Confidence Man up next. It just occurred to me that this is a song that we should play. I'm going to read you some titles, and I want you to tell me which one sounds the most appealing or unappealing.
All right.
We have Out the Window. Santa's Coming Down the Chimney.
Ooh.
Boyfriends. Out the Window again. Don't you know I'm in a band? Try your luck, catch my breath, bubblegum, better sit down, boy, and Cool Party. But that's an abbreviation. Cool. Any of those?
I like Out the Window.
Out the Window is the most popular one. Santa's Coming Down the Chimney. It's a bit past season. So Out the Window it is. Here's Confidence Man. Out the Window. We just had Bill Conti's Gonna Fly Now off the Rocky soundtrack. I hope you feel inspired. Here's Confidence Man. I saw them when I was in New Zealand, actually. It was really fun. I saw them at the Electric Avenue Festival in Christchurch.
Christchurch. Mm-hmm.
And
that is where we both studied BT Dubs.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. Here's Confidence Man. Woo!
Confidence.
Drop a little something in your cup.
It's Groovy Georgia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. In Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, that was a little bit painful.
Give me a man after midnight. Want somebody, help me chase the shadows.